today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about living by the Quran.
قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Today Tuesday, 24th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 18th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 10th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of Chapter Isra, verse 82.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا.
And we send down of the Quran that which is healing and mercy for the believers, but it does not increase the wrongdoers except in loss.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse takes up the issue of the extraordinary role of the Quran and its constructive impact. The blissful Quran is a curing prescription for setting all in order and the betterment of the individuals and the society from all kinds of ethical and social diseases. The admonition of the Quran treats well the callousness. The history of the Quran makes one disillusioned. Its beauty of harmony and its eloquence attracts the feeling soul. Its ordinances and commands uproot superstitious beliefs, and its recitation and contemplation in it cure negligence. Rescue to it cures bodily diseases, and its guidelines illuminated all kind of darkness.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
This is today's special on living by the Quran. Reflecting on Allah's verses is, in fact, a type of worship that brings one closer to Him. The Quran is more than a book. It's an eternal guidance to life, death, and the hereafter. The order for His people to pursue knowledge was revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny by Allah through the spirit of Iqra, that means read. The prophetic word of humanity was built on this foundation. This propagation of knowledge for the benefit of all humanity had educated humanity from the dark ages' ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Arab English Radio and another show on how to live according to Al-Quran, a comprehensive Quranic guide for life from Arab English Radio. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the prayer and worship and the importance of the prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, guard the prayer and the middle prayer and stand up truly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, as the family and relationships, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focuses on marriage and family and says in Surah Al-Rum, and among his signs is this, that he created for you mates from among yourselves, that you may dwell in tranquility with them, and he has put love and mercy between your hearts. Verily, in that are signs for those who reflect. As for social justice and compassion that we talked about earlier, and the necessity of focusing on charity and almsgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Insan, and they give food in spite of love for it to the needy, the orphan, and the captive, saying, we feed you only for the countenance of Allah. We wish not from you reward or gratitude.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now life in this world is a mere play compared to the hereafter. Yes, God says in the Quran, the life of this world is nothing but diversion and play. But the abode of the hereafter is indeed life itself, had they known. Allah does not want to say that life in this world is not important, yet it is important. However, one must compare this life to the life in the hereafter and base his life in this world on the life in the hereafter. If one only cares about his life in this world and neglects the hereafter, he has made a great loss. How can a person guarantee his life in the hereafter so that this life is not diversion and play? He can do that by practicing God's wariness and living a life of obedience and total submission to Allah. In that case, he has lived his life for the hereafter, not the world and its paltry gain.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا
One way to use the Holy Quran to improve our life is this effect of the Holy Quran. Quran brings calmness to heart. Yes, remembrance includes reciting the Quran or zikr. When you do zikr, you will achieve inner serenity and tranquility, as stated in the Quran in chapter 13, verse 28, those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably by the remembrance of Allah, hears all assured.
Thank you. Among the prophets and messengers in the Quran, there is no direct reference to them being themselves light. Although we know they all had light, we know believers have light. But there is no direct reference except for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is in famous verses of Surah Al-Ahzab. Ya ayyuhan nabi inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhiran wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira. So Rasulullah, as I said, it doesn't mean the rest were not light, but maybe the light was less. There is no emphasis on that. But Rasulullah has so much light that Allah says, we have sent you as siraj munir, as illuminating lantern, light. So Quran is sent to someone who has light. So this is then light over light. This is nur on ala nur. Now you can understand why Rasulullah was so much attached to the Quran. Rasulullah had greatest love for the Quran. No one loved the Quran, no one appreciated the Quran like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. To the extent that Allah says to the Prophet, ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. Because Rasulullah was so much, you know, attached to the Quran and reading Quran, reciting the Quran and standing on his toes and feeling very sad why people don't appreciate the Quran. He was putting lots of pressure on himself and feeling himself responsible for anyone who didn't believe in the Quran. He was feeling very sad, feeling terrible from inside. So Allah says, we didn't send down the Quran to you so that you have difficulty and, you know, you suffer. You know that how Rasulullah used to divide the night into different portions and recite the Quran in the night, during the day. Every time possible, he was reciting the Quran. And also, interestingly, he loved to listen to the Quran. It is narrated that Rasulullah said to Ibn Mas'ud, read the Quran. He said, Quran has been sent down to you. Should I read for you? Rasulullah said, I love to listen also to the Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an Nurun wa Bayan. Al-Qur'an Hadiyul Iman. Al-Qur'an Miskul Khitam. Ya Qur'an عليك سلام.